beginning days to Indonesia, we want to spend more than 5 or 10 minutes at the absolute 5 minutes. But if you could just say to him, your conviction that Indonesia is the key element of security in Southeast Asia, and that after the election, you will look into what can be done to step up military assistance to them.
She could make standing, not sit down.
I'll get him out by 5 minutes.
All right. Whichever way you want, President, that's not the key.
Yeah. All right.
It says that these guys.
I'm very willing to say that.
Because we really will need these guys.
Oh, I understand. I appreciate it. Okay. Look, just sit down. Can you get him out in 10 minutes?
And at the outset, then.
Could I ask both of them anyway? I'm looking for you. But for Hoffman to go over there, I'm unbelievable.
Well,
I have a country son, which is under a charge.
But I'll talk to you about it.
Sure. know, we used to get all of our doves over here fluttering about, but after the election, we'll have a different situation. And then, we know that, the need, in Indonesia for, a strength in our force is indispensable. Now, looking at Indonesia in terms of the world scene, particularly the scene in the Pacific, the target of the communists is not Vietnam. They'd like to get that more Indonesia, more Singapore. But the major target is Indonesia, because it has more people, it has more resources, and it stretches across 1,000 miles of territory from Asia to Australia, and it's a bridge to the Philippines, 14 miles in the Philippines. So geographically, I may have speak many times. Long before I met Dr. Christopher, I made these speeches about Indonesia. We've got to make sure Indonesia has that kind of strength. I believe this strongly.
Do you have a little chicken cream for your color here?
Yeah. And now, there is a doctrine which I think you should know in among some elements in this country, including some elements in our government, think Indonesia should be a very strong economic country, socially, politically, etc., but have a totally impotent military structure. Well, you'd be like a ripe plum ready to fall from the tree with some scavenger across the fence picking it up. Indonesia obviously doesn't need the strength to hurt anybody else, but it needs the strength to defend itself. That means it's got 1,000 miles wide, as I said, and that means Navy. Of course, inadequate army force. This is what we realize. Dr. Christopher and I have thought this for a long time with you. And we find that some people in our government will feel this way. The defense department is all right. But, without going into the whys and wherefores, because these are honest men in government, they don't recognize the necessity for Indonesia to have an adequate military capability. We do. I do. And your president does. He knows that. He can't say it much. Because even in your government, there are people that don't want it. They're afraid of military. So we know this. So we want to help you economically, which we are doing. I always encourage American business interests to go there and invest. Because I think it needs some investment. That will help you. We want, of course, a good relationship with you in terms of our diplomatic situation. But also on the military side, we consider it very important to see that your forces are adequate to defend yourself. And that's the principle. When we implement that you have to leave to us, you see, after the election, we'll work on it. But if you'll leave the paper here, which you've done, and let our Defense Department people know, you'd be very honest with them as to what you need. I would not brood about it too much. Other channels, because then it'll be a big issue. You know, some of the peaceniks will say, Indonesia is going to be a big arm for them. Well, that's not really, you know. So we want you to be strong. We're going to help you be seen in that place.
Yeah, there are very sensitive people who are in this coming election.
Well, I don't think there are any people
who vote here. Oh, it's easy to vote for you, that's true.
We just wish Indonesia to vote. You've got 150 million people.
Rather, it's still in the world, isn't it? You're speaking to Indian Hanoi. It was a very bad statement.
Well, you know, you stop to think. Stop to think of the fact that these poor fellows on the other side are saying they padlock every American base in the Pacific. What do we think is going to happen? Indonesia is gone. Japan, down. I mean, you've got to have these defenses.
Now he said we should break diplomatic relations with Lebanon, which is the one moderate government in the Middle East.
Yeah. Then the real question is, how do you defend Israel? Then you have to shoot people in. But how are you going to get the carriers there if you have no carriers? And you have to swim.
Yeah.
Swim! And they haven't got much of a port.
That's why I'm
leaving. What do you think of that business? Lebanon? Egypt, don't establish relations. But who's talking about establishing relations?
The whole thing is whether
planning is set up.
call was taken, so. But coming back to your country, I know the Department of Southeast Asia, it's probably, Dr. Kissinger's office, they pointed out. I mean, who knows what history will predestine in terms of who sits in this office, and, you know, our elections are close, and they're hard fought, and so forth and so on. And clearly part of partisanship. I am the first man in this office that was born in the Pacific, California. Also, I am the first man in this office who has traveled extensively in the Pacific Northwest. I've been in the out of office. That doesn't mean that I learn anything but everything by traveling, but it makes a lot of difference. I've been to Japan, Indonesia, Vietnam, Bangkok, and the rest. I have a deep feeling for the people of that part of the country. I think the people of Asia, of free Asia, have a right to remain free. I've been also to the PRC, and I have great respect for their leaders. They're very able people. As far as that kind of government is concerned, I've told them that, and they've told me just the opposite. I don't want it imposed on anybody else. They should tend to their name, you should tend to yours. That's my theory. Do you agree? Well, anyway, I just want to kind of no illusions about how we feel.
No, I don't think
we're for you.
Yeah, before we hear that, because of that. And we have already enjoyed the assistance.
And
we've heard from you.
Because you have nearly done it.
Well, I don't know how we've done it, because we have a terrible time with our Congress pick and the Senate. They cut, so we borrow big. Try to pour some more in, but we'll do better after the election.
Yeah, I think if you have more budget, you could assembly.
Well, you brought
I have
that's the trouble.
Our business is nothing. It's no better to go to
you're going to do all right.
It will be something.
You're going to do okay.